This is Graham Grinner on All Channels.
Welcome to the Waste.
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 This week's thrilling adventure, Grim Grinner, voice of the Wastes, finds himself in peril, locked in a bunker and forced to figure out the mysteries inside. What will our hero do to get out? Let's listen in, shall we? Let's listen in, shall we? What the fuck? What in the hell is this? Where am I? God! What the hell? Who the fuck slapped this collar on me? Ah, we're awake now. Welcome, dear Grim Grinner, to another thrilling adventure of intrigue and mystery, starring your fine self, Mr. Voice of the Waste.
Listen, I don't know who the hell you are or what this is, but I'm not playing any games. Give me my shit back and let me out of here, or I swear on my life I'll find you and... fuck!
Now, this isn't time for threats. You're the star of the show, after all, and your dear listeners are at full attention to try and hear how you'll get out of this nasty pickle.
Seriously, what are you playing at, and why do you sound like some old-timey audio drama narrator?
Because that's what this is, and you're playing the lead role today. Now, Mr. Grinner, I suggest you make your way through the doors there to the main event and the first scene of the adventure. Otherwise, you might not last to the first ad break.
Where's my gear? What's the point of any of this, and why me? Answer me those, or just fucking kill me.
Well, first off, you'll find your gear as you play out today's story. As for the other two questions, because it's fun and because it's funny. Run along now, Grim.
Fuck's sake. Fine.
As our intrepid adventurer and corporate rebel makes his way from the mysterious lamp to room he woke up in, he comes across the most chilling scene. A murder, most foul. But who done it?
Are you just going to be narrating everything through this? Because that's going to annoy me fast, and your listener's going to...
Careful, Grim. It's not your turn to talk in the story. If you don't want any more shocks, I suggest you let me set the scene for our listeners.
Fucking fine, then.
Thank you kindly. Now, where were we? Ah, yes. Who could have committed such a horrible crime? Bloody footprints go after all the other doors, meaning any of the dwellers could be to blame. Where will our intrepid investigator go first?
Wait, what? How am I supposed to choose? You've labeled the doors with weird names. This tells me nothing.
The red-haired rebel confidently strode up to the door of the overseer, Miss Hawkins. If anyone had an idea as to the mystery murderer, she would surely know.
Okay, then. Miss Hawkins?
Hello there, Grim Grinner. You've come at just the right time. There's been a malicious murder right here in our bunker.
Wait, you're playing in this? What's going on here?
Shut it. We all have to play our parts. Just ask me questions like some old-time detective, and we don't get shocked.
Right. What's the scoop, Hawkins? Who's the corpse, and who iced it?
Well, it's our head engineer, Tommy Two Screws. He was able to fix any problems around here faster and better than anyone. Someone killed him in cold blood just as we're all getting ready to celebrate the fixing of the air filtration system.
Well, that answers one question, but...
The battle-hardened wastelander scratched his chin, thinking hard. Who could have been so bold to kill the engineer? And for what reason? Tune back in after this commercial break.
Are you having a thirst meal tonight? Do you need a blast of energy? Launch into an atomic maple today. Enjoy the sweet, sweet flavor of maple while you rejuvenate.
Warning. Atomic Maple may actually contain nuclear waste. Read the label for reading. Not to be consumed by anyone under the age of 16.
We now return you to Fistful of Caps, starring Grim Grinner.
Are you for real? Ad breaks? And you're playing them so loud we can't even talk.
Yeah, you get used to it, honestly.
How many times have...
When we last heard from Grim, he was interrogating his first suspect as to the murder of Tommy Two Screws.
Okay, then. Who do you think committed this crime, Hawkins? And why shouldn't I be pegging this on you?
Why, now it couldn't have been me. I was tidying up my office when the power went out. When the lights came back on, Tommy was dead as a doornail out in the lobby there. far as I know, the only people who had shown up at that point were Dr. Felix Felix and the famed author, Graham Garner. I suggest chatting with them.
Sure thing, I guess.
At that moment, our fearless hero notices something strange around the neck of the overseer.
You mean, aside from the shock collars, what am I... Wait, what is that?
Oh, this? It's a cap necklace that all of us wear around here.
Can I see it?
Sure thing, Mr. Grinner.
Upon further inspection, Grimm notices that the cap around the neck of the overseer has a number on the back. What could it mean? He pockets the cap and makes for the door of the bunker's doctor, Felix Felix.
Guess that's where I'll head next. I'll be back, Hawkins. I'll solve this and I'll get us out of here, I promise. Oh, Mr. Narrator...
Hush now, Detective Grinner, or else you'll miss the plot. An eccentric doctor with proclivities for potentially less than humane practices, Dr. Felix's office bears the stench of botched surgeries and looks like it's been tossed through by a radstorm. A determined detective might have found the first suspect in this heinous crime.
Oh, hello. Welcome to my room. My name is Dr. Felix. How can I help you?
Grim Grinner.
Oh, yes. How can I help you, Mr. Grinner? Are you here for surgery today?
No, I came to talk to you about the dead individual outside, Tommy Two Screws. I was sent to discuss the murder with you by Miss Hawkins.
Oh dear, I don't know who could have done such a thing. No one would let me near the body, even though I could have helped. I am a doctor, you know.
So I've, gathered. Anyways, do you have anything that could help me with this case? Since I don't think any of us will be allowed to leave until we get to the end of this.
Sadly, I do not, Mr. Grimm. Like I said, I didn't get to look at the body for anything that could help. All I have is my cap necklace and my notes from Tommy's last checkup. He was in tip-top shape. Great brain in that skull, too.
I don't know if I need to know anything about that, but yeah, I'll take that file in the cap. Don't go anywhere until I call for anyone, I guess.
While the voice of the waste reviews everything he knows, we take you to another ad break brought to you by the Phoenix Express.
Welcome, Wastelanders. Do you need to send a message that can't be broadcast because anyone could be listening? Or maybe you have a package that needs to be delivered, but the roaming ferals, raiders, or creeps are keeping you locked down? No worries. Phoenix Express is here to help. We have a network of couriers and dead drop locations across the Waste to help you send whatever you need throughout the ruins of the world. We'll happily help get you the supplies, weapons, or messages you have to send. You can contact us over a secure channel or look for a courier wearing our logo at a nearby outpost. As the Phoenix rises from the ashes, so too will our world. Phoenix Express.
Welcome back to Fistful of Caps. When we last left Grim Grinner, he was making way to talk with the final suspect, the writer Graham Garner. What clues will he piece together to solve this mystery?
Excuse me, Graham Garner? I've come to talk to you about the murder.
Go away, I don't know it.
Obviously, you don't really. You're trapped here with me and the other two, but we have to keep this plot moving if we want to...
I said that I don't know anything, and if you had a brain in your head, you'd leave this godforsaken place before you end up like Tommy over there.
You know I can't do that, Mr. Garner. Our friend's seen to that. Now, do you want to just give me any information you may have and fork over the cap necklace you're each supposed to be giving me?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I still don't really know much, apart from all of us being called for a meeting. Then everything went dark, and we all gained our senses again. Tommy was dead on the floor.
Gained your senses? Like, when the lights came back on?
No, I mean when we all came to. Something turned out at the lights, yes, but we were also all knocked out by something.
Okay, interesting. Let me read over this stuff and see what these caps represent, and I'll call you all shortly.
As Grim sits down and reads the file on Tommy Two Screws, he begins to put some pieces together. Not all is as it seems here in the vault.
Seriously, I get that you're narrating for whoever is listening out there, but this is really getting annoying having it over the loudspeakers in here. And on that note, why don't you come chat with me, Mr. Narrator? Seems like you're missing a suspect in this case.
Now, Mr. Grinner, this isn't one of your fancy old-world stories where the narrator turns out to be the villain all along or something. This is your story. I'm just helping the world hear it.
Bit of a useless thing there to me, but whatever. At any rate, I think... think I might have solved this. Should I call them all, or...
With a leap to his feet and a triumphant, aha! Grim Grinner, ace detective, proudly shouts for the vault residents to congregate in the main hall again. Has he solved the case?
Hello, everyone. I think I may have solved the case of who killed Tommy Two Screws. But first, I'll need to check his body for one last bit of evidence. And there we go. A smoking gun, as it were.
You mean his butt bucket? You mean his bottle cap necklace? Why would that be the last bit of evidence you need?
Good question, Miss Hawkins. Taking a read of Tommy's file, I noticed something interesting that apparently the good Dr. Felix did not see after Tommy's last physical. A note from Tommy himself, scrawled on the back. It must have been when Felix's back was turned, I don't know. But it says quite simply, "Now I know my ABCs."
But what would that mean? Tommy is quite intelligent, so why would he desire making such a proclamation?
You see, it wasn't just a statement. It was already a clue. But first, I need to ask, how long have you all been down here? Because this facility isn't designed to be one for sustained living, and is far too limited a space for anyone else.
About 6 months, I'd wager, if the clocks are correct in their time. All of us woke up here and were instructed on our roles to play. Tommy was the first to get going in his character.
And there we have it. None of you resided here before except for Tommy. He was here just a small bit longer.
Now how do you know that information? You've only been here a short while, Mr. Grinner.
I have, but the collars around your necks, along with the cap necklaces, have been here for different lengths of time. Tommy's is slightly more rusted, his collar's more worn out. He spent more time struggling and fighting with it. Probably only a couple weeks or so, but more than enough time.
That still don't tell us anything about what Tommy's message meant.
It's related to your names and the numbers on your caps. Simply arranging them in alphabetical order according to who had which number. Tell me as well, did any of you try to check any keypads or anything when first checking things out in here?
We didn't. We all sort of figured that they would be locked from the outside and we would never get the code. Unless whoever put us here gave it to us.
That's exactly it. They did. But they made sure you wouldn't be able to figure it out, having Tommy hide his cap from sight. You each have a number on the caps you gave me. Hawkins, you've got 7. Felix, you had 9. Garner, you had 5. Tommy kept his cap under his overalls and it has a 1 written on it. My suspicion is that he knew the caps were the key, but didn't know how to connect them. And he didn't want to risk someone else solving it first and escaping, so he hid his own cap and worked out how to arrange the numbers for the keypad. What he needed was all of your numbers to get the code.
But who killed him then? If none of us know how to get the codes, then he has all the cards.
Graham mentioned something no one else did. That you all passed out when the lights got cut. Now, I can't confirm exactly how he managed it, but Tommy likely drugged you all in some way to make you all fall asleep. That, combined with the lights going out, gave him the right cover to snatch all of your caps and get the code sorted for the vault door. But he made a grave error before he could even grab one of your caps. The collars themselves.
What about them?
These are corporate-issue security collars. Each one's rigged with a small fail-safe mechanism to make cleanups easier for corporate agents. If all the collars in an area are calibrated together, then they can be linked up and monitored. And if for whatever reason, only one collar is determined to be active, say, if all the other collars read that they've been suddenly subdued or dusted, the last collar will kick the failsafe into action, producing a small blade that punctures through the neck and severs the brainstem. Heard about it happening at prison facilities in different ways. Absolutely brutal, and most decent folk would never use them. Wager Tommy didn't know about the failsafe when he knocked the 3 of you out.
Oh, poor Tommy.
Do think I know someone who was aware of the failsafe, though, weren't you, Mr. Narrator?
Like I said, Grim, this is your story, and it's coming to a close.
Stop this! You solved your stupid puzzle, now let us all go!
Oh, you're all free to run since you know the code of freedom. Your collars will remove themselves, but Grinnerboy and I have one last chat.
Go, I'll be fine. Make for a camp somewhere nearby and I'll find you.
Okay, Grim. Right, come on.
Now then, Grim. I can call you Grim, can't I?
Might as well. I can't really stop you at this point.
Oh, you can cut the sass. No one else will be listening to this bit, but I want you to hear it loud and clear, you feel me?
Who the hell are you, and why are you doing this? Are you the same one that made me play chess for a week?
Ah, you've caught on then. In that case, yes, yes, I am. And I've still got plenty of other games to play with you, dear Grim. Even more than expected. I still have some players out there waiting to start.
What do you mean? Do you have other people rigged up in vaults like this? What game are you playing?
That's exactly it. I'm playing all of them. As many as I can play for as long as you play them with me. But for now, I must be saying good day. Wouldn't want you to miss out on all the fun.
Welcome to The Waste is a Wasteland podcast brought to you by Edward Grim Grinner Hutchinson, but made possible by Wastelanders like you. If you'd like to support the show in a fun way or get some merch, check me out on Patreon or on Etsy. The links to both of those, as well as all my social media, can be found at linktree.com/welcometothewastes. See you in The Wastes.